Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 11 years he's been hanging out with us, and a great futurist, one of the noted futurists of our time across the world, and author of many important books on future, like Five Regions of the Future. Also, my favorite paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. And he's our good friend Joel. Thanks again for being here. Where you always bring us things to talk about that are coming at us in the future. But yep. Joel, we're going to have to speed our process up a little bit, aren't we? because by the time, I mean, when you and I first started, well, there are things that are coming to pass today that you told us about 11 years ago. Now there are things that it seems like there are things that you're telling me we're going to talk about this month. That you're predicting it, by the time we get on the air, it's already happened.
Well, and it's I'll frame it slightly different way. One of the things that happens in terms of technology development is you develop technology for one reason, and it turns out that it has another capacity. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to develop anything; you just have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking at right now.
And re-leverage.
Exactly.
Reapply and re-leverage. So. Yep. So this thing you want to talk about this for a few minutes at least,
yeah,
is this power converter for the Internet of Things improves energy consumption.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When you talk about the Internet of Things, we're talking about a whole bunch of things being hooked up to the Internet and communicating with it.
Well, your television. Your phone, for example.
Your refrigerator.
How about your paint?
Just about. I mean, you know, what they're talking about is putting sensors on everything so that you can, in a sense, explore and report. It's a big data
fabrics.
Issue,
yeah. Fabrics and
enormous.
And you talked to us about putting a technology in coatings for steel and things like that.
Yeah,
we talked about
right.
that a while back. So these are all IoT things, folks, Internet of Things things. And so this new technology is helping to power down those systems when they're not needed, right?
Well, but what we need to acknowledge is the power up. These sensors use very little power, but there are going to be billions of them.
Right.
And so when you net it out, they are going to be a substantial, ongoing, 24-hour-a-day suck on the energy system. And now this is good. This is people saying, well, we got to get ahead of this thing. They have designed a new sensing device so that it uses much, much less energy to do the job. Or for other things, to turn on and off the TV, for example, so that one of the switches is an on-off switch for your little TV that's in
right.
your desktop computer,
mm-hmm.
or the microphone that's in your TV.
Mm-hmm.
But what it leads to is something that you are very concerned about. So maybe you ought to just comment on that.
Well, and that's what's going on right now. There's the revelation that because of the access, because of the connectivity. The Internet of Things, obviously, by definition, is connected to the things are connected to the Internet. And there are people out there, including our government, apparently, Joel,
yep.
that can go over the Internet into our Internet of Things.
Yep.
This is the news, folks. This is from WikiLeaks, right? This is the thing that's been it's a really kind of a sad state of affairs in a lot of ways to discover these things. But it's also sobering to think that our government might be spying on us through our refrigerator or the monitor that we use with our laptops.
Yeah.
Right?
And when you hook that to a quantum computer, for instance, which is coming, IBM says they'll have one in the next couple of years.
Yep.
All that data can actually be monitored. You can actually listen to things
right.
if you wish. Now, there's an if you wish in there. You know, it doesn't say it's automatically mm-hmm. going to happen. But the temptation, you know,
well,
gee,
here's,
I wonder what's going on. And have an access point to things that were formerly private is a big question, especially in the United States of America, where, if you think about it, what makes democracy work is your ability to be private.
Right, exactly. The assumption, the presumption of privacy is
yeah.
constitutional.
Yeah.
It's called the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
So, Joel, this is really there's another program that I'm not sure, I don't know if you know about, but I've worked on it, I've worked with it, and with it's called, I may not get the exact title, but it's the Global Computer Network. That's probably not the right example, but it's where companies like IBM, and
yeah.
for very good reasons, for all the right reasons, would ask you and me to allow our computer processing to be accessed over the internet when it's asleep. We put a little app on the computer,
yep.
and when our computer is down, we're not using it. They would use it and use that processing power, aggregate it to solve society's problems, like whatever it might be, medicine or societal issues, whatever, poverty, whatever, for good things. This is going to make people blink now, isn't it?
Well, it may.
By giving someone access.
Just to give you an example, it's also asteroid hunting. So
right.
it's looking
right.
for potential objects that could kill the planet.
Right.
So it's actually very important research being done with your computer.
But I wonder how many people are going to say, not with this new understanding. So, folks, the good, the bad, and the ugly of technology, right, not Joel?
And second-order consequences
and you know what? It all comes. I want to talk about something when we come back about the concept of that I'm fascinated by, and that's the analog humans dealing with these things.
Uh-huh.
Right back with Joel Faulkner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.